This is Radio X. Across Brussels and beyond. Expressing city life in the English language. English language. Radio X. Coming soon to DAB Plus Digital Radio.
Remembered was the name of an event organized by the Drenniter Music Centre in the village of Drenniter, not far from Ypres, to commemorate the lives of 15 soldiers who died during the First World War. Last year, in 2014, musicians that had played in the Drenniter Music Centre were given the story of one of 15 soldiers buried in the British and Commonwealth military graveyard, which is located behind the Drenniter Music Centre, and they were asked to write a song about that story. Bands from Belgium, Ireland, Canada, Sweden, Estonia, the Isle of Man and the UK wrote 15 beautiful songs in memory of these soldiers. And on the night itself, the personal stories of these 15 soldiers were narrated by the local historian and author Wouter Sneva. As not all the bands could make it back to Drenniter for the event, their music and songs were arranged and performed by the Naomi Verkauteren Trio. And together with Dahi Rua, Wim Tukur, Jim and Georgina Boys, Jeroen Gerink and Koen De Walla, we were given a night of music that could only be remembered, and the lives and stories of at least 15 soldiers will never be forgotten because of it. I caught up with Wouter and some of the musicians backstage after the event, and here's what they had to say. Very important man for today's event is talking to me now, Wouter Sneva. Wouter was the narrator of all the stories of the soldiers today, but he's also a very important man in this area because he's one of their historians. So he knows everything there is to know about the graveyards and the war, especially in Ypres and the west part of Flanders. Wouter, you're very welcome to Radio X.
Thank you very much. Hello.
I have to say, knowing all of that history would make me feel enormously sad, and tonight's event was quite emotional. Tell us, how did this all begin, Only Remembered?
Well, Drenniter Centre, they have lots of groups. They asked those groups, can you write a song just for one person? They gave the story of one of those guys who are buried right here. And today we had a day where all those songs came together. It was a quite special evening.
The graveyard here in Drenniter is actually the British graveyard, or the British Commonwealth graveyard?
Yes, so there are 459 people buried right here. The people just passing by having no idea that there's 459 stories buried here near Drenniter Centre. And today we only told 15 stories.
And I'm sure those 15 soldiers, wherever they may be now, are looking down on Drenniter and saying, thank you for remembering me, because you have used the words Only Remembered as the name of your event, because that is on actually gravestones where nobody knows the name of the soldier.
Yes, well, if they don't have a clue who it is, it's a soldier of the Great War only known unto God. When you have headstones mentioning a name, all the thing that people see is the name. Most of the times people forget that you have a person right there who had a father and a mother, maybe was married, maybe had some children. So we're living in an area where you have a daily confrontation with death. And here today we've been telling the story of the girl who married that boy, the son and the daughter who missed their daddy from that moment on. Yeah, it's much, much more than just one name mentioned on a headstone.
And can I ask you, on the end of every headstone, there's a very poignant inscription. For instance, one of them was, in memory of my loved husband and our dear daddy, at peace with God. Who decided that that was written on the headstones?
It's the family, because at the end of the war, even during the war, families heard the news that dead bodies wouldn't be repatriated. So everybody knew that their beloved would be somewhere over here in Belgian ground. And from that moment on, after the First World War, people may put a quote at the end of the headstone, and they may choose the quote, but they have to pay for it. And not every quote was allowed, so some quotes were too hard or maybe not patriotic enough to put on a headstone. Just one that I remember, it goes like, fall into the fallacy that war can end war. It's so powerful, but normally the family was not allowed to put it on. You mentioned one, "In Memory of My Loved Husband and Our Dear Daddy." Just by reading that one inscription, you know that the man was married and he had some children as well, and they had to deal with the fact that he wouldn't be there anymore.
In fact, tonight, what was really beautiful was you told the story of the person that the group had written the song about. There's a few of them that really struck a chord with me. One story about Sidney George Cripps, and his unit sergeant wrote to his mother to tell his mother that he had died. But he also wrote about what happened to Sidney's friend. Tell me a little bit about that story, because that's incredible that he would also inform her not only of her son, but also of her son's friend.
Well, he described how he died and even how they buried him. And then he's mentioning the cemetery, and we brought his body back to our billet and buried him in a nice little cemetery. And at the end of his letter, he's mentioning that Joe Spinks had gone down on the hospital ship Anglia. Joe was wounded and was put on a boat from Dover to Calais, but the ship hit a mine and the ship had gone down and his best friend died on the ship.
On its way to Dover from Calais.
Yes. So we found a testimony of a nurse who was on the ship telling the whole story of what happened. 134 people drowned. And she's telling the whole story, how it happened, what happened, and how she had to deal with all those people, how we were trying to save them.
Yeah, because here they were wounded in the war, thinking they're going to go back to Dover now and be healed, and then they end up drowning or falling into the cold sea and waiting to be rescued yet again. Another story that struck a chord with me was the story of the 70 victims from the 1st Battalion, North Staffordshire Regiment. It was 70 out of how many?
Well, if you walk on the cemetery, North Staffordshire Regiment, there are several dates that you will find again and again and again. Like the 30th of April 1916, you'll find that the North Staffordshire Regiment's 18 headstones mention the same date from the same occasion, and they died because of a gas attack. And the same story repeated itself the 17th June 1916, where you have 16 new headstones for the North Staffordshire Regiment. Same story because of a gas attack. So you have one line, just with all headstones with the same date, same regiments, same story how they died.
And all these soldiers would have been from the Staffordshire area in the UK?
Yes.
So they probably all knew each other, all their families knew each other, or maybe were neighbours, were relatives, were cousins?
Yeah, probably. So you can imagine when several days later, when people over there are hearing the news that so many people have lost their father, their son, that it must have been tremendous.
And we can't talk about every story, but there was one story that Wim Tokur wrote the song for. This struck me because he is the only German soldier to be buried in a British cemetery. Tell me a little bit about Hans Held. Tell us that story, because the fact that he, if you like, is out of place, not only in his life because he got killed, but he ended up in a British graveyard, even though he was a German soldier.
Well, Hans Held died the 7th of June 1917. The mining of the whole southern part of Wipers, where they placed 21 mines trying to win the hills around. 19 mines exploded on the same moment. It's mentioned in several diaries, and even priest Ashilva Wallahem is describing the moment when the mines exploded. It was huge. The earth was shaking like hell. The priest is describing what happened, and he's quite safe, but he sees what goes on and how strange it sounds, but so beautiful to look at. And as a matter of fact, he's mentioning that it would even be nicer to be a bit closer, that you can have a closer look. But how hard must it be for all those people, those 100,000 people living and dying there in that hell? And Hans Held was one of them. And he was trying to survive because he was wounded. Help was coming from the other side. So there were some British soldiers who took him and brought him to a hospital here in Granotter.
The British soldiers helped the German soldier.
Yes. In our museum, we have one quote of a nurse in Bagnols, and I had to think about her, what she was mentioning. The medical department has never been heard. We never heard the story about the doctors and the nurses who are trying to save the lives of so many and to deal with everything that goes wrong on the front. So those doctors and nurses were confronted with Hans Held and many, many others. And Enid Bagnold, she was a nurse. And in a diary without dates, she's mentioning, "Last night I was in the ward and I saw what became of them, how they changed from soldiers into patients. I stole around the dark corner to a German ward. The Germans were in bed. I could see two of them. At last, freed of their uniform, they looked just how strange, like other men."
And you can hear the feature in full by visiting the Listen Again page at radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.